Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 16th China Fahui on the Minghui website, entitled "Doctor Astonished That My Severed Thumb Regained Function," by a practitioner in China.
China Fahui, "Doctor Astonished That My Severed Thumb Regained Function," by a practitioner in China. I started to practice Falun Dafa in the winter of 1998. Although I don't write well, as I only attended elementary school, I'd like to share my amazing experiences. I hope to thank Master Li and express my appreciation. In November 2009, my sister-in-law asked me to help her pick corn. Our husbands were working out of town, so it was up to us three sisters to take care of our families and the farm. I didn't have the proper tool, so I picked the corn with my hands. As I threw them into the machine, I suddenly tripped. I got up and continued working, but I had difficulty picking corn. I examined my hand and shouted, "My left thumb is gone!" When I fell, my left hand touched the belt, and my thumb and portions of my middle and index fingers were severed. Hearing my shout, they stopped the machine and hurried over. They were frightened when they saw my thumb was missing. I wasn't afraid, nor did I feel any pain. My only concern was that without a thumb, I wouldn't be able to conjoin my hands when I did the exercises or sent forth righteous thoughts. I felt anxious. I bled a lot and my chest hurt. I sweat so profusely that my coat was soaked. I felt that I had reached the limit of my ability to endure. I cried out, "Master, help me!" After a while, I stopped sweating and my chest stopped hurting. Tears of appreciation sprang from my eyes. I exclaimed, "Thank you, Master. Please strengthen me." My sisters took me to the hospital. My sister-in-law asked the doctor, "Can her thumb be reattached?" The doctor said, "Yes, however, usually only one out of 10,000 operations are successful." I anxiously told the doctor, "Please try to reattach my thumb. It's important." I implored Master in my heart to strengthen me. I knew that I must pass this tribulation. The doctor asked how old I was. I said that I was 47. He said he wouldn't bother to reconnect my thumb if I were over 50. When he asked for my thumb, I exclaimed, "It's still at home." I immediately phoned my family to search for my thumb. They eventually found it under the belt. By the time they brought it to the hospital, more than 4 hours had passed since my thumb was cut off. The doctor operated and reattached my thumb. It was already after 11 p.m. My sister-in-law spent the night in the hospital with me. The doctor told her to pay close attention to my thumb. "If it turns black, come and get us. If it turns black, it means that it's dead and we have to remove it." The next morning, the doctor asked my sister-in-law how my thumb looked. She said that it moved by itself 4 times during the night. The doctor was surprised. He examined it, but didn't say a word. My husband returned from out of town and came to see me. The morning of the 4th day, when the chief nurse touched my thumb, I felt it and immediately turned my head. She said, "You startled me. I thought you were asleep." 2 days later, the chief nurse touched my thumb again, when I was half asleep. I felt it, so I opened my eyes. She said, "You startled me again. You can feel your thumb." "Yes," I replied. "Impossible, impossible," I heard her saying as she walked out of the room. Just as she stepped out, my husband arrived. He asked her what was impossible. She answered, "The thumb can feel in such a short time. I didn't expect the surgery to be successful. This is really amazing." My husband said, "For our family, this is not unusual." She said, "I've been the chief nurse for 10 years, and I've never seen anything like this. Your wife is not young, and her thumb had no blood supply for hours. Yet the thumb has regained feeling so soon after the operation. This is truly a miracle." She continued, Several years ago, a young man in his 30s accidentally severed his finger. He used a rope to break his cart, and the rope cut his finger off. He immediately came to the hospital. The doctor cut a small slit in his belly and put his finger in it to maintain it. After the surgery, his finger regained feeling 2 months later. Your wife's finger regained feeling a few days after being reattached. This is really astonishing. I stayed in the hospital for over 2 weeks. Before I left, the doctor told me that although my thumb could feel, it would take at least another 18 months before it became fully functional. He asked me to return in 3 months to get a handicap certification, which would entitle me to a small pension. 3 months passed. I thought that since my thumb had recovered, why should I get a handicap certification? If I did, it meant I acknowledged that I'm handicapped. I shouldn't get that certificate, no matter how much money I received. That night, I had a dream. Master gave me a finger that shone like gold. It was very beautiful. I told Master, "Master, this finger is really great. I love it." The next day, when I touched a glass of hot water, my thumb felt the heat. I knew that my thumb's sense and function had been restored. Master saved my thumb. It's truly as Master said. Quote, when disciples have ample righteous thoughts, Master has the power to turn back the tide. Unquote. The Master-Disciple Bond from Hong Yin, Volume 2. I went to the hospital and brought some information about Falun Dafa. I told the doctor, look at my thumb. It's recovered and it can feel. I don't want the handicap certification. The doctor asked how I recovered so quickly. I told him it was because I practiced Falun Dafa. I gave him the pamphlets and said, in order to thank you for performing the surgery, I'd like to give you some information about what's most precious in my life, Falun Dafa. I hope you will read this and share it with others. He said, yes, I will. My tumors. When I was in my early 50s, I began having an especially heavy menstrual flow. My abdomen was in severe pain and I couldn't eat or work. I'm a practitioner and I know that Master is taking care of me. Nothing was wrong and those sickness symptoms weren't real. I was fine. My family was worried. My daughter-in-law insisted that I go to a hospital for a physical examination. I felt it didn't matter whether I was examined or not since I had no health problems, so I agreed to go. The examination results showed that I had 2 uterine tumors. One was 6.2 centimeters and the other was 2.7 centimeters. My family insisted I have an operation. I refused. I told them I was fine. They didn't believe me and mobilized the other relatives to convince me to have surgery. In the end, my son said, you tell us that you can recover by just practicing Falun Dafa. Please tell us when you'll recover so that we can feel assured. I said that within a month the tumors would be gone. I knew the false appearance of tumors was testing my belief in Master. I firmly believed in Master and Dafa and didn't acknowledge this old forces arrangement. I reminded myself that practitioners aren't sick. But I must still have karma. I must pass this test well. I earnestly studied the Fa, did the exercises, and cultivated myself. With Master's compassionate help, I identified my attachments and improved. I finally passed this test. 1 month later, my menstrual flow was reduced and my abdomen no longer hurt. I could eat and work. Seeing my changes, my family stopped talking about surgery. I knew Master saw my shinshin had improved, so he removed the manifestation of illness. I've experienced many, many amazing things. After I started to practice Falun Dafa, Master has protected my family and I. No words can describe my appreciation. The only way I can repay Master's benevolence is by cultivating diligently.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.